Capitol Hill with the latest. So now it heads to the Senate, Chad?
Yes, but with a caveat, an asterisk. There is another procedural hurdle, something that's pretty rare, and we're just breaking this down right now, that they're going to have to go through. You're absolutely right. They passed the bill 273 to 147 here, but there was a motion made by Ana Paulina Luna, Republican from Florida, that's going to hold this up, and there's going to have to be another vote to kind of discharge this to get this over to the Senate. We don't see this very often. All that is a delaying tactic, but they have passed the bill. The bill is, in fact, passed, but they can't send it across to the Senate. Keep in mind that there is a deadline here in about a week and a half where the Senate has to sync up with the House, or the House has to align with the Senate to make sure that these programs don't go dark. But they have passed the bill today, 2-year reauthorization through 2026. John?
All right. So Kelly Ferris says that they have to take another vote next week on a motion to table on the motion to reconsider. Can you put that in English for us?
Reconsider is basically saying we're going to vote again, okay? And what you can do to euthanize that, to terminate that, is table it. That kills it. So we don't see that very often where somebody demands a roll call vote on that very arcane piece of parliamentary procedure. But basically, you hear this at the end of every roll call vote where they move to reconsider and then somebody says they move to table and that's it. That didn't happen today, and that's the holdup that would delay it getting to the Senate, John.
You know, it would be very helpful if Google Translate would add congressional speak.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Welcome to the War Room. It's Natalie G. Winters hosting, filling in for Stephen K. Bann. And today, Friday, April 12th in the year of our Lord, 2023. But something tells me if you're tuning in here Friday afternoon, you know, because I don't want to sound like the left, but our democracy is at stake, and I use that word in its truest actual form. And thank God for people like Representative Ana Paulina Luna, who have really stood in the breach and are the role model and example of holding the line, not just against Democrats, but frankly, in this case, the Republican establishment. We know we have the list of all the 86 traitorous Republicans who voted to make it so that the already weaponized and rogue deep state, to make it all that much easier for them to be able to spy on you without a warrant, if they'd even bother getting one in the first place. I believe we have the congressman joining us by phone. If we do, we had that Fox clip opening the segment sort of explaining what's going on. I believe the way they described it as another vote next week on the motion to table, the motion to reconsider. Now, if you want to walk us through a little bit what this procedural hiccup is that's allowing you to basically save the country, and I use that not to sound cliche or dramatic, but what the path ahead looks like for us.
Yeah, Natalie, can you hear me? I'm calling you actually from an airplane
yes.
right now. Okay, perfect.
So we love it, yes.
Basically what that means is that we are going to have an option, and really I think over the next 36 hours have an opportunity to talk to our colleagues. I know my office is going to be writing a letter asking some of these members that wanted to ensure that there was a warrant in place in order to really protect our Fourth Amendment rights from illegal from these intelligences. So those actually tried to get that warrant amendment onto FISA, and unfortunately, we lost it by one vote. So what we're doing is we're trying to stop the final passage of FISA. In an ideal world, if we have these members come back around, what can end up happening is they'll have to go back to the drawing board, and I think in the past, if we have that warrant in there, but as it is right now, I don't believe that it is constitutional, and so it'll go to the Senate. And, from what we're hearing, in 2 years, we might be able to have the conversation again. But the object is to be able to stop this now and fix it and send it over the corrected way from the House.
So is the most powerful fighting force that we have on our side right now, besides apparently you, the viewers of this show, the people who are going to spend their weekend calling the offices, calling the staffers, calling the members, and making sure that we flip those 86 members, is it really imperative, right? Are they really holding the line? Do you need them to back you up in this fight?
Yeah. What I would say in my capacity is, you know, I would respectfully call over to your member of Congress and ask them to uphold your constitutional civil liberties and tell them that you want them to basically vote down FISA in order to actually ensure that there is a warrant amendment on there. Remember, this is the same technique and tool that the deep state really used to illegally surveil and spy not just on members of Congress, but also on the president. Remember 2016 Russia collusion? That was all done under the guise of this FISA, and so we can't allow this to continue. But I think more importantly, you know, even talking to some of my more liberal-leaning colleagues, you know, the FBI spied on BLM, the FBI spied on Dr. Martin Luther King. I mean, how many more people do we have to give them examples of? And the fact is that Congress actually created a carve-out in this legislation for themselves so that the Speaker and the Intelligence Committee would be notified if another member of Congress was being spied on. But that privilege does not exist for your average American, and that's simply not okay. And so you to get involved. In fact, Edward Snowden actually posted a tweet with information on how you can call your member of Congress, and I'm asking all of you to do just that.
It's clear that they're whipping this like we've never seen. I've never heard of Merrick Garland making personal phone calls to members of Congress he'd probably otherwise want absolutely nothing to do with except to secure a vote on this. I'm just curious, you know, you're obviously in the room. I'm sure you'll be facing a barrage of attacks after you've introduced this. But what is the pitch that these rhinos give you when they look you in the face and they explain their vote siding with Democrats on this? What is their alleged rationale that they could ever support warrantless spying on Americans?
Well, what I would say is the conversation is more, I think, of the intelligence establishment community versus the American people, because I actually was over here in conversation, and there were actually Democrats that joined us in stopping what we were seeing with the warrantless surveillance. And what we noticed were there was actually members of Congress that were watching the board, and the minute that we would pass, we had it passing by one vote, they would go down and change their vote in order to tank it. And so what you were finding is that there are people, and they'll try to game this on the votes. But I mean, we really do have an opportunity to stop this if we can ensure that these members are flipped. So I'm actually going to post a list of people that I'm hoping that people can call and just respectfully ask that they reconsider their vote, because these are members that actually wanted to have a warrant amendment in there to ensure that our Fourth Amendment was protected.
And Congressman, before we let you go, I know you've been introducing some wonderful legislation on, I believe, increasing the sentences, really to life sentences, death penalties for child sex offenders and pedophiles. If real quick, you want to give the audience, since when you're not busy saving the country on the FISA stuff, you're also bringing justice to some of the most depraved people in this country. If you want to give us a little update on where that stands.
Yesterday, actually, that would increase the federal minimum for child rapists to the death penalty and or life in prison. And so I think that that's basically the minimum. We've gotten thousands of messages from people from across the country, to include parents that have lost their children to, you know, habitual sex offenders and pedophiles. And I think that that should be the standard. It serves as a deterrent, and it's a constitutional protection, I think, for our most innocent.
Congressman, thank you so much for joining us. One more time, give us, of course, your socials and how people can support you this afternoon, this weekend, and make sure that they have your back ahead of Monday's vote.
Absolutely. Make sure that you're following us on my personal, because I can give more information there at Real Anna Paulina. And then also, if you want to follow my official account, it's Ref Luna.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Of course. A true fighter and a true patriot. Speaking of fighters and patriots, I believe President Trump is speaking live from Mar-a-Lago. We will toss to him if we can.
Close our country. Cannot take it. No country could take it. It's not sustainable by any country. And we want to also mention, and it's not going to happen for long. And that's why I say that November 5th is going to be the most important day in the history of our country. That's the election. It's going to be the most important day in the history of our country. Thank you very much. And Speaker, thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. President, and it's good to see you all. We're so delighted to be here with our former and future president, in this beautiful facility. Mar-a-Lago is famous around the country, and we're grateful to be here. With President Trump as our nominee in the party, we are very much looking forward to that historic day in November, because we are going to grow the House majority, we're going to win the United States Senate, and we're going to win back the White House as well. The American people need us to do that. They're excited for that day, and November cannot get here soon enough. The Speaker of the House, when we're not in session, the Speaker is required to go around, fly around the country, and be with all of our candidates and incumbents all around. I've been to 23 states now in the last several weeks, and everywhere we go, one of the first questions that people ask about is this issue of election integrity. The border is the number one issue in America. There's never been a political issue that scored so high in the polls as a matter of concern. And it doesn't matter where anyone lives, because as we say now, every state is a border state. They're deeply concerned about that. And election integrity is tied to border, the lack of border security. President Biden has created a catastrophe, and he did it by design. We documented 64 specific executive actions that he took from the day he walked into the Oval Office and that his agencies took under Secretary Mayorkas to open the border wide, to invite everybody from around the world to come here, including hardened criminals and dangerous persons. And the result, we all know. The official number is 9 million encounters at the southern border alone just since Joe Biden took office. But the actual number is probably close to 16 million illegals who have come into the country because they desired it. They designed it. They engineered it to be that way. His actions did that. He ended the Remain in Mexico policy under President Trump's administration. They reinstated catch and release that had been practiced under the Obama administration. They stopped building the wall. They did everything exactly the opposite of what this president had achieved. And that's why we have this catastrophe. It has all sorts of terrible effects on the American people. We know that fentanyl is the leading cause of death for Americans age 18 to 49. We know that violent crimes are being committed.
The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year. And then the inflation data came out higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action.
Administration. They reinstated catch and release that had been practiced under the Obama administration. They stopped building the wall. They did everything exactly the opposite of what this president had achieved. And that's why we have this catastrophe. It has all sorts of terrible effects on the American people. We know that fentanyl is the leading cause of death for Americans age 18 to 49. We know that violent crimes are being committed on innocent Americans now. Lake and Riley and many others who are now losing their lives because these dangerous people are in our country, and it must stop. And the American people are demanding that it does. And it doesn't matter which political party that any American is in. They have the same desire. They want safety and security, and we can supply that. But among the problems that flows from this open border catastrophe is directly related to this threat to our election integrity. Why is that? You need to understand something really important about federal law. Since 1993, the National Voter Registration Act, we call it the Motor Voter Law, allows people to sign up to vote when they get a driver's license. If an individual only asserts or simply states that they are a citizen, they don't have to prove it. They can register that person to vote in a federal election. And you see, states are currently prohibited. Believe it or not, the states are prohibited from asking someone to prove that they're a citizen. The federal voter registration form just has a check a box, and if you do that, you're good. The states can't allow it. Well, we think that's a serious problem. And so what we're going to do is the House Republicans are introducing a bill that will require proof of citizenship to vote. It seems like common sense. I'm sure all of us would agree. We only want U.S. citizens to vote in U.S. elections. But there are some Democrats who don't want to do that. We believe that one of their designs, one of the reasons for this open border, which everybody asks all around the country, why would they do this? Why would they allow all this chaos? Why the violence? Because they want to turn these people into voters. Right now, the administration is encouraging illegals to go to their local welfare office to sign up for benefits. Well, guess what? When you go to a welfare office, they also ask you if you would like to register to vote. And so many people, we think, are going to do that. And you know what? The numbers are so high. There's so many millions of illegals in the country that if only 1 out of 100 voted, they would cast potentially hundreds of thousands of votes in the election. That could turn an election. This could be a tight election in our congressional races around the country. It could, if there are enough votes, affect the presidential election. And so that's why House Republicans are going to act. I'm going to announce to you today, here standing alongside President Trump, that we will do everything within our power to ensure that we do have free and fair elections in this country. If we don't have that in a constitutional republic, we have nothing. It's the basis of who we are as a nation, and we owe that to the American people. And so what we're going to do is introduce legislation to require that every single person who registers to vote in a federal election must prove that they're an American citizen first. You have to prove it. That will be a new part of the federal law and a very important one. Our bill will establish new safeguards. It'll put us on par, by the way, with virtually every other democracy around the world that also prohibits non-citizen voting. And this is a critical thing for us to do at a very critical time. Our bill also will require states to remove non-citizens from their existing voter rolls. That's a big problem, too. And it will provide access to databases from the Department of Homeland Security and the Social Security Administration to help the states administer this. As the entity that is responsible for regulating federal elections, Congress has this responsibility. We cannot wait for widespread fraud to occur, especially when the threat of fraud is growing with every single illegal immigrant that crosses that border. This is something most Americans are deeply concerned about. The latest poll says 78% of the Americans who are polled say that preventing illegal immigrants from voting in our elections is a top priority. In every place I've gone around the country, whether it's out west, Midwest, Long Island, Deep South, it doesn't matter. Everybody is concerned about this. We have a job to do. Here's what you need to look for, and I'll turn it back to the president. When we put this bill on the floor, you're going to see a record vote by Republicans and Democrats. You'll see that the Republicans stand for election integrity. And then we'll be able to ask this very important question of the Democrats. They're going to have to go on record. Do you believe that Americans and Americans alone should be the ones who vote in American elections? We're about to find out their answer. And I think that will be a very interesting one for everybody to see. Mr. President, thank you again for hosting us today. I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Do you have any questions? We're getting along very well with the speaker, and I get along very well with Marjorie. We have a speaker. He was voted in, and it was a complicated process, and I think it's not an easy situation for any speaker. I think he's doing a very good job. He's doing about as good as you're going to do, and I'm sure that Marjorie understands that. She's a very good friend of mine, and I know she has a lot of respect for the speaker.
Ukrainian aid bill if the speaker was to move forward with it?
We're looking at it right now, and they're talking about it, and we're thinking about making it in the form of a loan instead of just a gift. We keep handing out gifts of billions and billions of dollars, and we'll take a look at it. But much more importantly to me is the fact that Europe has to step up and they have to give money. They have to equalize. If they don't equalize, I'm very upset about it because they're affected much more than we are. The Ukraine situation would have never happened if I was president. Would have never, ever happened. And everybody says that, including Democrats, that it happened is such an outrage. People, millions of people are dead right now, both sides. Millions of people are dead. Cities are blown to ashes. You'll never rebuild those cities. That's certainly not like they were, so beautiful. And this is something should have never happened. October 7th should have never happened in Israel. Should have never happened. What happened there was outrageous. Iran was broke when I was president. People weren't buying oil from Iran. They weren't allowed to. If they were going to buy oil from Iran, then they weren't going to do any business in the U.S. And I said it to China. I said it to everybody. They weren't doing business. They were broke. They didn't have money for Hamas. They didn't have money for Hezbollah. It would have never happened. October 7th would have never happened. It did happen. And now it's a disaster. And it's only getting worse. So it's very sad. No, I stand with the speaker. We've had a very good relationship.
You said that you would sign a federal abortion ban if Congress sent it to your desk. Why should Americans trust your word that you would not do it now if you were reelected?
Because we don't need it any longer, because we broke Roe v. Wade, and we did something that nobody thought was possible. We gave it back to the states, and the states are working very brilliantly, in some cases conservative, in some cases not conservative, but they're working. And it's working the way it's supposed to. Every legal scholar, real legal scholar, wanted to have it go back to the states. Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, and we're able to do that. You know, what we did was give it back to the states, and now the states are working their way through it. And you're having some very, very beautiful harmony, to be honest with you. You have some cases like Arizona that went back to like 1864 or something like that, and a judge made a ruling, but that's going to be changed by government. They're going to be changing that. I disagree with that. Excuse me, please.
Just a follow-up. Over the last few decades, Mr. President, you have both considered yourself pro-choice and pro-life. Which one is it?
Well, you know exactly which one it is. And when I was in New York, and when I was a Democrat also, just like Ronald Reagan, you know, Ronald Reagan was a Democrat. We sort of followed a very similar path. But if you look at what we've done with Roe v. Wade, we did something that everyone said couldn't be done, and we got it done. And I give great credit to the Supreme Court and the justices for having the courage to do it. What they did is very simply give it back to the state. And I'll tell you, the Democrats are the radicals on this, because they're willing to have abortions in the 7th, 8th, 9th month. They're even willing, and you can call it what you want, but you go back to the governor of Virginia, the previous governor of Virginia, the Democrat governor of Virginia, where he talked about execution of a baby after birth. And you can say what you want, but that's extreme and that's radical, and nobody should have that, and it has to be ended. Please, go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, sir. Mr. President, do you think the motion to vacate rules should be finally changed, or do you think that it's just creating chaos right now?
Well, it's unfortunate that people bring it up, because right now we have much bigger problems. The country is we're a nation in decline. We're a declining nation. We have tremendous inflation. The inflation's coming back at levels that nobody thought they really would have. If you look at the categories of inflation, they have the worst categories. Many categories are not included, and if you included that, your inflation number would be substantially higher than it is now, and it's already at records. So inflation is back, and a lot of bad things are happening in our country, but that's the least of it. You've got Russia you could end up in a world war between Russia, Ukraine, and all of the chaos, and that's something should have never happened. It would have never happened. What's going on with Israel, October 7th, and what's going on with Israel could end up in a world war. We have a president that can't put two sentences together. We have a president that can't find the stairs off a stage. We have a president that doesn't know what the hell he's doing. And we could end up in a world war. You know, we have just a little bit less than 7 months now, months before November 5th. But that's an eternity when people are incompetent. Go ahead, please.
Do you support the House's FISA bill that was passed this morning?
Which one?
The FISA bill, and did you talk to any—
Well, I'm not a big fan of FISA. I looked at it, and I studied it, and I know it probably better than anybody. You know, they spied on my campaign. You do know that, right? And they did lots of other bad things. I'm not a big fan of FISA, but I told everybody, I said, do what you want. They put a lot of checks and balances on, and I guess it's down to 2 years now, so that it would come due in the early part of my administration on the basis that we live up to the polls, because all the polls, we just had another one come out, we're leading by a lot, but it comes out quickly. I said, you do what you want, but I'm not a big fan of FISA. I think it's terrible. Yeah, Bob?
Do you plan to testify in your trial in New York?
Yeah, I would testify, absolutely. It's a scam. It's a scam. That's not a trial. That's not a trial. That's a scam. If you read Jonathan Turley, if you read Andy McCarthy, if you read the legal, they said there's not even a case there. That's election interference by the Biden administration. They actually took their top guy, one of their top guys, put him into the DA's office to run it, and it's a shame. What they have done is incredible. It's election interference, and it's got to stop. It's a third world country. This country's never done it. But you read Jonathan Turley, you read Andrew McCarthy, you read the legal scholars, every single one of them said that whole thing is a scam. It's not even a crime. And what they're doing is a crime. They are criminals. All right, Bob.
On that. Why do you believe it is important for you to testify, take the stand in this upcoming trial? And what are you watching as jury selection begins in New York?
Well, you know, jury selection is largely luck. It depends who you get. It's very unfair that I'm having a trial there. It's very unfair that we have this judge who hates Trump and has tremendous conflict, as you know, tremendous conflict. Nobody can believe that this judge isn't recusing himself. The conflict is at a level that nobody's ever seen before. So I have that, and I have venue. We have all these things that we've asked for. They don't give us anything. It's a witch hunt that takes place in New York and that is taking place. And it's very bad for New York, and it's very bad, and it's very bad for the judicial system in New York.
Is it risky for you to testify?
I'm testifying. I tell the truth. I mean, all I can do is tell the truth. And the truth is that there's no case. They have no case. And again, you have to read the scholars, read all of the legal scholars. I haven't seen one legal scholar that said this is a case. And in fact, even you people said, oh, gee, that's too bad. This is the first one. All of them are scams. They're all about election interference. We have a president that doesn't know where he is. He can't speak. The whole world is collapsing. The world is on fire. They have no respect for our country anymore. And the only way he thinks he can win is by doing this, you know, trials of Trump. We have Fani in Atlanta, who's been so discredited now. That was a setup with her boyfriend so they could take trips and take a lot of money out. And that's something that should be dismissed. Not just the prosecutor dismissed, the case should be dismissed. Every single one of them said, look at what happened with Biden. He gets off scot-free with 50 years of documents and classified information. He gets off scot-free. And I'm still fighting that trial. The whole thing is a disgrace, and it's a disgrace to our nation.
According to both U.S. and Israeli intelligence reports.
Yeah.
Have you spoken with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu?
Yeah.
How should the United States respond? And the same question for you, Mr. Speaker.
I don't want to say who I spoke to, but for the president of our country to actually put out a warning that he thinks that we're going to be attacked or they're going to be attacked, that's pretty pathetic. They wouldn't be attacking Israel if I were president, that I can tell you. And they never did. They wouldn't be attacking. Iran was in no position to attack. They had no money. They were broke. But now they have $221 billion, and they have Iraq, who has $300 billion. And Iraq has become a subsidiary of Iran. With all that we've done, with all of the fighting, all of the death, look at what happened, how incompetent the whole thing is. But I don't want to say who I spoke to, but I think it's a very, very dangerous period. This is a very dangerous period of time in our nation. And a big reason that it's dangerous that we have a president that's grossly incompetent. Thank you all very much. Thank you.
Speaker Johnson.
Who can you trust? Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities is spreading like a bad cold. We can't quite shake it, but you are not as powerless as they'd like you to believe. When there's no one to depend on, it's time to rely and depend on yourself. Not sure where to start? Well, try this. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Grab a four-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for just $60 off. Think about that, $60 off right now. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance. I want you to think about that. Reach self-reliance. These food kits offer meals, drinks, and snacks that provide over 2,000 calories every single day, sealed inside heavy-duty packaging that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Go to mypatriotsupply.com and protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrive in unmarked boxes. With My Patriot Supply, when you order by 3 p.m., your food kits will ship the same day. Save $60 per kit. That is $60 per kit at mypatriotsupply.com. Take action. Use your agency. Action, action, action.
Welcome back, Mike Johnson and President Trump, just wrapping up their remarks. Now, I have to say, since Steve is not here, I guess I gotta fill the void with the rant, but shame on Mike Johnson for even daring to utter the words national security and the border just, what was it, hours after he was the deciding vote on reauthorizing FISA. These people are using the southern border, what is going on there, as a means and really a weapon of distraction for you guys, the MAGA base. They know you're upset. They know you're going to pile in this weekend thanks to the likes of Ana Paulina Luna. And thank God that we have another vote to delay it going to the Senate on Monday. But they're trying to distract you right now with the shiny toy that, unfortunately, it's not a shiny toy. It's a southern border. It's the very sovereignty of this country. But that's why Mike Johnson is down there right now, trying to look like he's playing hardball, like he's doing something, actually accomplishing something as Speaker of the House. But I don't know about you guys. I haven't seen much going on at the southern border that's worth writing home about. All these people who seem to care so much about national security, getting warrants, following the laws, well, doesn't really seem that to be the case with all these illegal aliens invading this country. I actually think it was Republican members of Congress who didn't do anything when the Biden regime reversed legislation that actually allowed Chinese nationals to enter this country illegally. It used to be 40 questions that they would be vetted with. They watered it down to 5, but here's the real kicker. They actually used to search their phones. They didn't need a warrant. They would look through it to see if they had affiliation with the Chinese Communist Party or any training with the People's Liberation Army. The Biden regime intentionally got rid of that. So I guess we can't tap or go after Chinese nationals who are entering this country illegally, but you don't need warrants to tap Americans' phones. Well, I guess you need it to tap members of Congress. They got the special cutout. Isn't that a nice dichotomy? Let that sink in. That's Joe Biden's America. Illegal members of the Chinese Communist Party who are trying to enter this country basically have more rights than you do in your own country. And they're going to tax you, and they're going to send billions of dollars to a corrupt, backwards, oligarchic, child sex trafficking-ridden country known as Ukraine. And they're going to call you guys destroyers of democracy for refusing to really send Ukrainians. Now we're learning it's amputees, men who are, what is it, over the age of 40, onto the front lines there. That's what democracy means to the people who are sitting at the Atlantic Council and the Brookings Institution and their cushy little desks going to the little cocktail party circuit. They hate your guts, and they think that some, oh, tough talk on the border is going to keep them happy. No, it's not. You know what, Mike Johnson? I think we're going to call overtime now this weekend, Saturday and Sunday and into Monday, because don't insult my intelligence. We know exactly what you're doing. None of these shiny toys. How dare you even invoke the southern border on any of this? You don't get to say you care about national security and use that as some little distraction play, when in reality, you just gave the deep state, the very deep state that has weaponized against President Trump, full reign to go after the American people. They don't even have to hide it anymore. Someone who has done wonderful work on this is, of course, Mike Benz, who I'm so honored that last minute he was able to come on. Mike, I honestly just want to toss it to you, your kind of thoughts on this whole FISA debacle, if you want to start with the press conference that we just saw, or even just the forthcoming Monday vote, what you think is going to happen.
Yeah, I share an identical rage that I feel emanating from you here. For him to take to the press conference like that and pivot to the border on citing all of the principles. If we don't have a border, we don't have a country. Well, you know what? If we don't have a secret police in this country, a political police in this country, we don't have a country. You know, this idea that, oh, don't worry about it, there's checks and balances on it now. No, there's not. It's an empty check. It's a blank check for the FBI to do whatever it wants, and it's bluster instead of balances. FISA is, as Senator Mike Lee said it best, federal investigators stalking Americans. And there's something very sick and twisted about what's happening right now with the FISA fight vis-a-vis the Republican Party. The Republican Party is in the middle of a civil war between the internationalist sect of the GOP, the blob sect of it, versus the nationalist wing of the GOP, the populist faction. And FISA will not be used on the blob side, the internationalist side of the GOP. That side of the GOP associated with big international businesses, associated with the energy market, associated with the military, in that empire managerial class of the GOP, FISA is not an issue to them. It won't be used on them, but it will be used on their opposition in the GOP civil war. Every single right-wing populist nationalist Republican is a target of FISA. FISA is this idea that you can get around the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution and use the Department of Dirty Tricks powers that our foreign policy establishment has to spy on foreigners, to spy on Americans if you simply use the word counterintelligence instead of intelligence. Oh, we're not doing intelligence spying on our own people. We're doing counterintelligence spying on our people, because they might be being spied on by Russia. The foreign policy establishment, the blob, has an in-process plan to seize Eurasia from Russia. And anyone who is nationalist, populist, who decides, has a high-profile voice or any sort of political power, who wants to undermine Ukraine funding, who wants to roll back the ability to carry out war in Eurasia, they are immediately a counterintelligence target of FISA. Any crooked FBI agent can make the argument that if you do not support another $60 billion this year, $100 billion later this year, $1 trillion over the next 5 years to Ukraine, then you are helping Russia. Well, why are you helping Russia? Well, we better find out to decide if you have Russian contacts. So, boom, now they can plant. They can tap your Wi-Fi device. They can listen to your phone while you're on the toilet or while you're making love to your spouse. This is the most corrupt agency, the most lawless. We will know there's checks and balances when we see them in jail. Peter Strzok was the head of counterintelligence for the FBI, and he tap danced in front of the world after saying, we have an insurance plan to make sure that the duly elected president doesn't become president. This FISA trick is a thummy war between the two sides of the GOP, and using this foreign-facing dirty power to basically do that cheat thing with the pinky finger. That's what's going on here, and that's why Mike Johnson is behind it.
I'm just curious how you think FISA, taking a step back from the actual, current battle at hand right now, but how FISA fits into the sort of broader weaponization that you've talked about, particularly on the censorship, kind of the misinformation, disinformation front. How important of a fight is this in the context of all the ways that they have weaponized against us?
Yeah, what it is the FBI's toolkit side of when you are losing in a fair fight in terms of voters and the electorate, and so you need to resort to dirty tricks like censorship or like prosecution or like mass domestic spying on everything to find the crime, because every minute of life you're being monitored by the FBI. So just like with censorship, the only faction that was ever censored were populists, which was in this country, that's MAGA Republicans, nationalist populist Republicans. Not Dick Cheney Republicans. It's all one side, because the GOP is, the blob side of the GOP is losing the civil war within the party, losing power to the populist faction. And they're also losing in the general, with all the polls now showing Trump up 5 to 7 points in each of the 7 battleground states. So as they continue to lose harder and harder in a fair fight, they are resorting to the rigging, basically loading up the gloves with a weight to try to win it in a rigged way. And FISA is rigging it through essentially the tortuous process of an American secret police.
I mean, how rich is it that you have Mike Johnson standing up there thinking that, oh, well, if I just say the words border security and I loop it together with election integrity, the MAGA base, they're going to be happy. The War Room posse, they're not going to call. They're going to see that we're actually doing. No, we've seen through you on day one. You guys have done absolutely nothing on the southern border except a performative impeachment of Mayorkas, which you guys couldn't really even follow through. And it was cagey if you could even really get there. Didn't see Mike Johnson going down to Mar-a-Lago to hold any press conferences on that. Didn't see him calling conference-wide calls or meetings on that. No, it's only been on Ukraine aid and FISA. That shows you what his priorities are. Mike, I really think you are, in some ways, I would say, one of the leading experts on sort of the government censorship, right? This dark money that is funneled through the government to sort of skirt the First Amendment, to use these various NGOs to then go after, like you said, the MAGA movement. I'm just curious in your kind of estimation. We've focused a lot on this show as of late, how they know Trump's going to win, right? Or at least in the polls, he's dominating. And they've sort of been cutting out these various ways, whether it was re-upping the ad hominem attacks. They've tried to pretend like they're tough on immigration, of course, the lawfare. But do you think that this doubling down on FISA, the spying on American citizens, of course, this dovetails quite nicely, I think, with a lot of their talk about cybersecurity scares and your domestic terrorist threats because you voted for President Trump. Do you think that this is sort of a marker for how they're going to try to start kind of warping the narrative ahead of the 2024 election? In other words, they're basically treating us like foreign terrorists, not even domestic ones, right? They've sort of upped the level. Like, how do you think this fits into the 2024 election kind of narrative?
Yeah, I mean, say it with me now. Russiagate now, Russiagate tomorrow, Russiagate forever. Russiagate will never die, and FISA is the ultimate weapon to be able to skewer anybody ensnared in a Russiagate allegation, because the Atlantis' foreign policy faction's goal is to seize Eurasia from Russia and using U.S. taxpayer funds to fund that war. And if Americans decide, you know what, we want to focus on ourselves, we want to build our own roads, we want to be able to have affordable housing, affordable health care, we want to be able to build our own beautiful kingdom. And what's happening in Eurasia is basically for the benefit of a bunch of oil and gas companies and a bunch of military contractors and a bunch of Chamber of Commerce companies that don't even have their manufacturing here anymore. And while that fragile quasi-military, quasi-political campaign is being waged, and we are in decade, I don't know, seven of that, as long as that is the plan of the Atlantis foreign policy blob, Russiagate will always be here as the ghost hanging over everyone who wants to focus on our own domestic priorities because of the dirty trick power of being able to use the a FISA-type power, a foreign-facing dirty trick power, in order to knock out a domestic political opponent who is undermining support for that Atlantis foreign policy blob. And so they're intricately interconnected. The internet censorship apparatus in this country was established through Russiagate. And then once Russiagate basically, you know, temporarily died in the summer of 2019 with the Mueller probe having nothing to back it up, then they simply transitioned to a democracy predicate, which is the same foreign policy watchword used to overthrow governments. It's the same dirty trick, except FISA arms the FBI. So as soon as Russiagate 3.0 breaks out in full, FISA is going to be weaponized to try to purge the Republican Party of any sort of dissidents to clear the way for a Nikki Haley or Dick Cheney type Republican to take the helm again.
Mike Benz, as always, it's an honor to have you in the War Room. I'm sure much to the dismay of the Biden regime. If people want to follow you, stay up to date with your analysis. I'm sure this weekend you'll be coming in hot on X. If people want to follow you and support, of course, your organization, where can they go to do all that?
Yep, it's at Mike Benz Cyber on X. That's the best place to find me.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mike. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Natalie. You too.
If possible, your FBI agent, I'm sure we'll watch you have a great weekend. I believe we got Gavin Wax joining us. We were going to have Jane Zirkle joining us live from Mar-a-Lago, but maybe technical difficulties. Who knows? CCP, Big Pharma, take your pick. But Gavin, I know you have an event that you want to talk about. But before we get into that, I'd love to get your thoughts. You're obviously a leader in your own right in the MAGA movement. You're the president of the NYYRC, so much more, an author, too. But your thoughts on this whole FISA debacle?
I mean, look, it's a sad day for our country that our basic constitutional freedoms are being voted away by strong majorities in the People's House. I think it just goes to show the absolute disconnect that exists between Republican electeds, Republican Party leadership, and the base, and the basic constitutional foundations of our country. You know, you want to spy on someone, if you want to call it that, if you have a reason to, get a warrant. Very simple. We've done that through most of our history. We should return to that tradition, to that standard. And what's happening now on the Hill is a complete disgrace.
Now, Gavin, I know Trump's trial is set to start on the 15th, I believe. Of course, yes. You have always been leading the charge when it comes to protests and gathering. Frankly, I think all the community organizers on the left are probably envious of your skills. So don't give us any of your secret tactics. But I know you guys are holding another rally, of course, to show the city of New York that most common sense people stand with President Trump. They can see through the lawfare. If you want to give us, first of all, your rationale as to why you guys are doing it. But more importantly, if people want to join you, show up, I'm sure, MAGA hats galore, where they can go to do that.
Absolutely. The New York and Republican Club is organizing another great rally, a peaceful rally to demonstrate against what we see as this corrupt prosecution and persecution of President Trump by this derelict district attorney, Alvin Bragg, who refuses to prosecute some of the most violent criminal thugs in the city, who refuses to prosecute some of the most egregious repeat offenders, who allows crime to run rampant, but is choosing instead to waste precious taxpayer resources and use the entire full weight of the Manhattan District Attorney Office to go after President Trump on, you know, no pun intended, trumped up charges on charges that have never been prosecuted before, prosecuting a novel legal theory where there is no victim, basically acting in a politicized manner to impact the upcoming election and to work against President Trump's soaring polling numbers and soaring favorability as we head into November. The club is choosing to protest this outrageous conduct by the district attorney once more. We did it when the charges were first dropped. We filled up the entire Collect Pond Park, which is the former swamp, now park, right outside the courthouse. We filled it with about 1,000-plus patriots, a whole city block, and we're going to do it again, this time on Monday. We're going to be there from 8 o'clock in the morning all the way through the day, I think up until at least 4 o'clock. It's going to be a grand old time, so come out. All the tri-state area, bring your MAGA hats, bring your signs, bring your flags, bring your everything, bring your passion. We will be protesting and letting our voices be heard, that there are many New Yorkers, that are many people in this country that are sick to see what's happening to President Trump, and they want it to end.
The investigative reporter in me tells me that Vish Burra of War Room fame had a close hand in making that flyer because I see him on there. Am I correct?
Listen, Vish definitely has a heavy hand in our propaganda department. And listen, if you have such a great pose like that, how can you not use it? We like to create art at the NYYRC. As you said, we are community organizers. You know, Gavin Wax, Vish Burra, we are of the Obama school of community organizing. We definitely think that we need to do more of that as Republicans and conservatives. It's a great tactic. It's a great tool to fight back against this multi-front war we're engaged in. But we will be out there 8 o'clock in the morning, Collect Pond, right outside the courthouse in Lower Manhattan. It's going to be a grand old time. And we're encouraging everyone to come because what's happening in this city, what's happening in this state, and frankly, what's happening across this country with all these different court cases is an absolute disgrace. We were talking about FISA earlier. This is just one more disgrace on a list of disgraces that us as a country are being subject to. And frankly, we chose this over some of the civil matters and some of the federal matters because, you know, obviously the civil cases are playing out. They're dragging their feet. It's going to be a long-term process. Same thing with the federal cases. They're kind of being pushed back. This local criminal case here in Manhattan, even though it's probably one of the weakest and the most laughable of all the cases brought against President Trump, it is moving full speed ahead. So I'm not sure exactly what they intend to do to President Trump, but I know they have nefarious intentions. We need to call this out. We need to call out this crooked judge and this crooked district attorney.
Gavin, I don't say this lightly. There are a lot of people in the MAGA movement who, you know, speak toughly and they don't necessarily carry a big stick, but you do. You guys always show out. You guys are always there. I know President Trump always, you know, celebrates your loyalty as you guys have been. I think you were the first club to endorse him, maybe even before he actually announced, if I'm not mistaken. And I know it's happened a lot, in part because of Ish. I got to give him credit, but a lot because of you and the audience. I'm really honored that you joined us today and that you guys are doing this. I would go if I were in New York, but I don't know if I'd make it back. One more time, if people want to follow you, where can they go to do that?
Well, thank you for all the kind words, Natalie. I really appreciate you having me on. You could follow me at Gavin Wax. That's on X, Facebook, Instagram. And you could follow the New York Young Republican Club. We're the oldest and largest Republican club in the country. And as you mentioned, one of the first, if not the first, organizations to endorse President Trump's reelection at NYYRC, NYYRC.com. We'll see you down there on Monday morning through 4 o'clock. Bring some food and, you know, dress comfortably.
Gavin, thank you so much for joining us. And Warren Posse, in the meantime, they're also wrecking the economy. So go to birchgold.com/Bannon to get the end of the dollar empire. We'll be right back.
Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers and you don't. You'll pay up plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes, plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Welcome back to the War Room. What a show we've had, even though it's a Friday evening. And even though it's a Friday evening, you should still go check out My Patriot Supply. That's mypatriotsupply.com to get prepared. Apparently, hey, if your government, they're not even going to lie about spying to you. Now, in your face, they're telling you they won't even get a warrant to spy on you, hack your phone, you name it. Of course, this amidst all the cybersecurity talk that we've been hearing emanating out of the World Economic Forum and our betters at Davos. Well, I say we should outprep them and go to mypatriotsupply.com to do so. Maybe while you're at it, go to birchgold.com/Bannon, because our financial betters, certainly over at the Fed, are not doing a very good job of really anything. So that's why gold has always been a hedge, as Steve says, which is why you got to go to birchgold.com/Bannon. But I think one of our, I would say selfishly, don't tell anyone, but one of our favorite, at least my favorite sponsors is Catherine O'Neill, of course, a good friend of mine from Meriwether Farms, because we're talking all things steak and beef and cows and farming. No Chinese farmland, of course, no mRNA. But Catherine, I hear you guys have a new product, some new deals that you want to let the War Room posse in on.
Hi, Natalie. Thanks so much for having me on. Yes, we do. If you go to our website, we're actually in stock with a lot of our products, which is really rare. So I encourage you to check it out right now, meriwetherfarms.com. However, I just wanted to go over our Meriwether box, which is our best-selling box. We're offering a deal today on subscriptions, 10% off plus free shipping, which is a huge, huge deal. I'm just going to show you some of the things that come in the box. Here's a New York strip, one of my favorite cuts. And you can see how nicely we cut these. So you get really good amount of steak in these cuts. And then you have your burger patties. And then you have a ribeye and some other things in there. So I encourage you to go right now to sign up for a subscription for 10% off plus free shipping. You don't need any discount code. You just go to the subscription page, because we generally take care of our friends on the War Room Posse before anyone else. So go now, get it while it's there, and then you can check out some of our other products too that we have back in stock.
And one more time, just for any new viewers of the War Room Posse, can you walk us through kind of your operation there? I know that, of course, there's no mRNA, but everything is only the finest.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we don't, we raise everything, we do everything. We're a vertically integrated company, and so we are very particular about the care of our animals and the health of our animals. We never vaccinate them with mRNA vaccines. We don't give them antibiotics or growth hormones, so it's a very clean product. We also grow about 75% of everything we feed them to finish them out. And if we don't grow it in our own farm, then we go to our neighbor next door. So everything is locally sourced, very prime grading. So also I was on the show a few days ago, and I was talking to Steve about the fact that we have some of the best grass in the state of Wyoming, and it's known for its nutritional quality. So you're getting a really high quality, healthy product from our company.
I love it. Catherine, thank you so much for joining us. One more time, give us the website. We're in the promo code.
Absolutely. So go to meriwetherfarms.com. You don't need a promo code. You can see the discounts already preloaded, because we want to take care of our War Room Posse first. But I'm serious, you got to go now, because we're usually sold out. So meriwetherfarms.com.
This is the first time. This is the first time I've had you on the show where you guys actually have stuff in stock.
I know, it's kind of
so
crazy.
So I'm glad.
Yes.
Catherine, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Natalie. Great to see you.
Likewise. And of course, it wouldn't be an episode of the War Room without the one and only Mike Lindell, who I hear has some news and has a new background. I like that background a lot. I like the bear. But some news on the election integrity front.
Absolutely. We've got three states now, Delaware, Arizona, and Georgia, that have all filed amicus briefs for our great Supreme Court case. This gets considered on April 19th. We're heading to Las Vegas on April 18th, have a big roundtable event with the Supreme Court experts and the lawyers. So we have a great week ahead of us, everybody. And you can all find out everything at lindellplan.com. Help us out there, lindellplan.com. But as always, I've got great...
Oh, no, it looks like we're having some technical... now we got you.
Hello? Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, go to the War Room Posse or go to the MyPillow. You guys make it all possible with these specials. Use promo code War Room, and it's free shipping on your entire order. And we left all the specials there. We're going to be out of those white men's sandals for only $9.50. The two go anywhere pillows, $25. The MyPillow, where it all started, over 80 million sold, $25. All these $25 specials, $25 for all the kitchen towels, all the colors just came in last week. Get them before they're gone. $25 on the bath towels, the six-piece sets. And, you know, take advantage of the free shipping, you guys. This is exclusive to the War Room. And if you get 50% off the bed toppers, the mattress toppers, mattresses are all on sale. These are big-ticket items to ship. Use the free shipping this week to get those shipped to you for free. Dog beds, $25. Don't forget them. You got beach towels. We got that's coming. The good weather's coming. $25. So, but I'm looking forward to this week, Natalie, with everything we got going on. And the War Room Posse makes it all possible. Call 800-873-1062 and talk to the operators. They're at work at home, mom and dads. They get paid off commission. So it's a win, win, win. You guys win getting the best products ever for the best prices ever. And you're helping my employee-owned company stay in great business so that I can be out helping secure our elections. And it's a win, win, win.
It's a win, 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 win. I'm sure all the FBI agents who are using no warrants under FISA are listening to those phone calls and are very mad when they hear promo code War Room. Maybe they that's use it right. themselves. Equal that's opportunity right. promo codes.
That's right. Anybody can use it.
Even the feds. There you go. Thank you so much for joining us. You have a wonderful weekend. War Room Posse, you got a task this weekend. You got to call not just your member of Congress, but call 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 more and tell them that they cannot authorize warrantless surveillance on you, on me, on the production room here. It's absolutely asinine, it's ridiculous, it is a disgrace, not just to this country, but the Constitution. Steve will be back for the 6 p.m.
Right now, millions of Americans face prescription medication shortages. The FDA's medication shortage list currently has over 120 prescription medications listed. Some patients are being forced into more expensive substitutes, while others are rationing what little medication they have left. Don't get caught unprepared. That's why I want you to pick up a Jace case today. The Jace case is a pack of essential antibiotics that can treat a long list of common bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory and skin infections, plus much more. And each case can be customized for your specific needs with dozens of add-on options. Just fill out a simple online form and Jace handles the rest. From the online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery and ongoing care, visit jacemedical.com and use code Bannon at checkout for an extra discount. That's promo code Bannon at Jace, J-A-S-E, jacemedical.com. Get the Jace case and get it today. Action, action, action.
War Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.